positive up. Have you ever seen an advertisement that read, "Don't read this"? Did you read it? Of course you did. Was it human nature that moved your focus, or could it have been something else? I suggest that it may be the number of positive and negative influences. In the simple sentence, "Don't read this," there is one negative word, one positive word, and one descriptive. Don't is negative. Read is positive. This describes where we will read or do the positive action. I believe the two positively focused words trump the one negative, and we read. I also believe for many listeners, this will all seem like a bunch of hooey. Here's my point. I think negative words and actions may be overcome with a larger volume of positivity. Imagine how your attitudes about life will improve by surrounding yourself with more positive influences. Imagine how your mood and relationships will improve as you speak with more positive affirmations. Imagine how your stage appeal will become warmer as you affirm your audiences with positive words. It's your choice. You can listen to this and say, "This could be a big improvement." Or you could say, "This is a bunch of hooey." I suggest we positive up.